from somewhere anyway. We went away across and we went over to see Lewis. And we found out when we got over there that he had been raided, and on the spur of the moment, just like that, as quick as a flash, Jack Russell here got this totally exclusive worldwide interview with Luigi, or Lewis.
I have Lewis Nieto of Video Woodstock, who was visited by someone last week. Lewis, would you like to give us some details, please?
Well, I'd like to say hello to all the listeners from Radio Woodstock. It's a really bad time we've been having here in Falkirk at the moment, because Radio Woodstock was raided last Sunday. The only problem was Radio Woodstock happened to be on for a long, long time, and they come up and raided the station. They took all the equipment away, where there was not even wire up. It wasn't even in the transmitting room, all the equipment, because it was all dismantled, because the radio station, it was closing down forever. So it was about time, because the GPO came up to the house, we weren't even on in there, and they took all the gear and everything off. So I think it'll be quite a while before we go back again.
And they were quite nasty about searching the house, weren't they? They sort of went through everything, didn't they?
Well, actually, they went through everything, because they couldn't do actually what they wanted to do, because we weren't on in there at the time. We hadn't been on for a while, so they were actually, they just sort of appear in the house and they see the equipment was just lying down, doing nothing.
So they have stolen this equipment?
Well, we should say so.
So that is quite nasty. So you're going to take them to court for it, aren't you?
Well, obviously.
Eventually.
We kind of play guilty, because we weren't in there like how we did last time. If you've been here already, Radio Woodstock before, the last time we raided the station it was on, and it was raided at the time when it was on, so it was no way I could have played no guilty. But this time, when the station happened to be on, nothing like that had happened, so I have to play no guilty and take it up to a lawyer and do something about it.
And tell me, how many of them were there that came out the stairs?
It was two GPO members and also two policemen.
And were they very, very cheeky, or?
The GPO people was very cheeky to me and to all the family, but the police people, they done their job properly.
They didn't even know what was going on, they just sort of stood there sort of looking menacing, so to speak.
Yes.
And what about Radio Woodstock? Will you ever be back in shortwave, or?
Well, we don't know.
Possibly sometime.
It's very difficult to say that you'll be back, because if the GPO can just come and take equipment with its known use, that means anything that we have in the house would be up to in danger, because, if you can just pick a transmitter, just lying there or doing nothing, really, it's very dangerous to be back on
again. So if you come in and pick this record player and pretend it's been used for pirate radio?
Obviously.
They'd be sitting in the chair, closing into the microphone, so you could take the chair.
Well, they're just about to take the high five, really.
I thought that was a transmitter, didn't they?
Anyway, Bob, we'll try to be back soon. There's a new station coming on soon, so you'll be able to hear me sometimes once again.
So, Lewis Nieto, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lewis, for that little bit there. And just in case you're wondering what that station's going to be, have a listen to Weekend Music Radio's DX programme coming your way at 9:30 British time today, 8:30 GMT. So some nice things happening there, Alice News, and all sorts of free radio news coming up on the station, okay?